This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Looks like even CNN is getting in on the action here of whether or not Joe Biden is going to be able to pull this off in 2024. They're looking at the electoral map, and guess what? Looks like advantage Trump so far. All right, well, everybody, welcome to the program. It is the weekend edition. We made it, folks. We made it through another week. We sure did. And it was a short week, but yes, we're here. It is the weekend edition. We're glad to be back live, by the way, here on this weekend edition. We were out of the studio for the weekend edition the last couple of weeks because we had the Christmas holiday and then we had the New Year's holiday. And so we're glad to be back. And we're glad, of course, we love our weekend audience as well. And it's a little bit of a shorter program, only 3 hours instead of 4 hours, but we pack a lot in to those 3 hours, everybody. And once again, Kyle Warren with you, and glad to be with you. If you're with us live this morning here on Saturday morning, 949-822-7959, that's the number to call. It's great to hear from Jim in Nyack, New York last hour. We also heard from Richard the Marine. He sent us a direct message. You can do the same simply by going over to KyleWarrenShow.com, that's KyleWarrenShow.com, and click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and we'll be off. You'll be off and running from there. So chock full of everything to talk about here on the weekend show. We talk about some of the different things throughout the week, get everybody caught back up again, some of these top stories and anything that of course is breaking. One of the things, of course, that we're talking about this morning, as we talked about at the beginning of last hour, is this idea that the Supreme Court is going to take up whether or not Trump can stay on the ballots or not. So that's going to be quite interesting as well. And I really do think that the Supreme Court is going to decide, yes, he can be, since there doesn't seem to be any other impediment for this individual to be on the ballot. But because it's Trump, there's a different set of rules. You know, we hear about the two-tiered system of justice in this country. Well, there is a third tier, or in this case, maybe a third rail, right, of justice in the country, and that is Trump. And there's just, it's just very narrowly defined. and if you're Trump, then you're trouble, and we're going to have to defend democracy by making sure that you're not on the ballot and all this kind of stuff, right? But again, and it's not even really about Trump per se, because the American voter has the right to vote for who they want to vote for. As I said, there's no other impediment. The Constitution does provide for some impediments, but those thresholds have not been reached, obviously. So the matter of opinion that certain individuals can take in an atmosphere designed solely to gin up more division and more bad blood and more talk of how, you know, we're just protecting democracy is quite unbelievable. That's to say the least. But again, yeah, they'll be looking, I believe, at this decision by the Colorado Supreme Court. They voted 4-3, of course, last month. Trump should not be on the Republican primary ballots, invoking the 14th Amendment regarding insurrection and so forth. And Maine is doing the same thing, and on it goes. And not the Maine Supreme Court, of course, but Maine's Secretary of State just came up with this decision, right? So it's not fair. It's not right. It doesn't comport with our legal system, at least. And that's my opinion, by the way. But once again, folks, welcome to the program. We have so much to talk about on the show this morning. I mentioned in the intro, CNN's inaugural road to 270 shows Trump in a position to win the White House. Now, I don't know. Somebody had to sit there and type this out, you know. Oh, my gosh. And again, it's not even necessarily about Trump per se. Trump is the presumed nominee, so forth. But also, there's a lot to do with Joe Biden. And this is, again, why it would not be surprising. We would not be standing there in awe, just marveling, if Joe Biden stepped down from running for president, not resigning the presidency, but stepping down from running. Because we would all say, yeah, okay, that makes sense. It sounds like that's part of their plan. But nevertheless, Joe Biden should be running away with this, right? And yeah, I know I'm being a little facetious. He should be running away with it. As I was saying earlier in the week, they ought to be parading Joe Biden through the streets of Washington, D.C., adorned as Caesar. When Julius Caesar was adorned as Jupiter, when he came back from the big wars in Gaul and conquering new territory and this kind of stuff. And they should be saying, look, this is the guy. He's the guy who's going to continue. We need 4 more years, right? That's exactly what should be happening, at least from their perspective, right? But that's not happening. It's not going to happen. And this from CNN. CNN's inaugural road to 270 electoral map shows President Joe Biden struggling to recreate his electoral college majority from his successful 2020 run. And former President Donald Trump, with enough states solidly in his corner or leaning in his direction to put him in a position to win the presidency again. I don't know, folks. I thought Joe Biden was preserving democracy. This doesn't sound like that, right? He's not even doing that. The first look at the potential Biden versus Trump rematch and the electoral math, each would need to capture 270 electoral votes, of course, as we know, captures the dynamics at play 10 months from Election Day. Biden is an incumbent president with stubbornly low approval ratings. They're stubbornly low, folks. Persistent questions and concerns about his ability to serve another term and diminished support from some key components of his winning coalition from 2020. That's right. We talked about that earlier in the week as well. You have African-American voters. You have Latino voters. And they're not happy with what's going on. And what was Karine Jean-Pierre's response to that? Well, we did this, we did that, we did this, and she talked really, really fast, and she, you know, tried to explain it all to us, and evidently we were coming out of COVID or something like that. I don't know what it was, but she had to really try to explain it to us. Of course, the explanation is, you know, pretty simple, isn't it? Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are rocking through the weekend edition. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. A little bit of Elvis bringing us back in. We heard Bossa Nova Baby earlier, right? Yeah. And this is Burning Love, of course. And, folks, we have so much more to talk about, tell you about here on the weekend edition of the program. And, by the way, I saw some very sad news earlier today. And actually, I saw it from a post from our good friend and contributor Frank Silvato from UndergroundUSA.com. We spoke to Frank yesterday morning here on the program, and he posted about David Soul. David Soul, the actor, passed away. We understand he was 80 years old, and David Soul, of course, most famous for his role as Detective Ken Hutchinson on Starsky and Hutch, the great, buddy crime series back in the 1970s. Yes, they had the car, the Gran Torino with the red tomato with the white stripe and so forth. And, I used to watch that show all the time. These guys were like heroes to me and as so many other people. And David Soul and, of course, Paul Michael Glazer. They made such a great team, and Starsky and Hutch was groundbreaking in so many different ways, and I'll get to that in a moment, but we remember David Soul. He was also, of course, he sang. He had a hit song back in the 70s, Don't Give Up on Us, Baby. He had a hit song back then. He also lived and moved to England in the later years there, and he played in you know, on stage and so forth there. Also had other other roles and so forth. But this guy, he was a good guy. He was just, by all accounts, he was just a great guy. And he's actually, by the way, too, he was in the original Star Trek series. He was on the episode called The Apple, and he played one of the aliens that lived on the planet there. And but it was a very, very young David Soul. So that would have been, what, 1966 or somewhere in there, 1966, maybe 1967. 1975, Starsky and Hutch premieres, and the rest is history. So just remembering David Soul and his ability, and he made a lot of people very, very happy and created an iconic character. You know, because when you do those film reboots like they did back in, the, I think, in 2004, right, with the reboot for Starsky and Hutch, and they had Owen Wilson and Ben Stiller in it playing Starsky and Hutch, you know that you've created iconic characters when all somebody has to do is just kind of put on the same clothes you wore, you know, as a, and, you know, during the series, the same style of that kind of thing. And everybody knows, oh, yeah, that's Hutch. You know, that's when you know that you've really arrived. You've really created something. And Starsky and Hutch, by the way, paved the way for shows like Miami Vice. And I'll tell you this, I'll argue this, that there, if there was no Starsky and Hutch, there probably would not have been something like a Miami Vice. And the reason I say that is because Starsky and Hutch was considered at the time to be so violent. And remember, I think it was on ABC, right? So you had censors, the ABC censors, that would have to say, okay, this is going way too far. You know, this is way too much. And they really had to tone it down, from what I understand, from back in the day. But they were making a show that was, by comparison, we're looking back at it, it seems pretty tame. But at that time, in 1975, that was pretty gritty stuff. And so, again, they really were sort of trailblazing. And, of course, everybody loved the car. The car becomes the star. We talked about that a while back on the program. You know, you got Starsky and Hutch car. You got, obviously, the Batmobile. But you've also got, you know, things like the Ferrari, from the original Ferrari from Miami Vice, which was a replica, by the way. It was made off a Corvette or something like that, but it sure did look like a Ferrari Daytona Spider, didn't it? But that's all part of show business, isn't it? Yeah, it's like makeup. But at any rate, folks, welcome back to the program, and we remember David Soul and just wanted to pay our respects here. 80 years old, and just will be missed, but left behind a real imprint on American television. That is for darn sure. All right. Well, once again, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. And as we go through this weekend edition, of course, you know, we're taking a look back at some of these stories from the week as well. But definitely when we see, for example, what's happening in the economy today, and you see now, of course, these job numbers and everything came out. So that's all being lauded. They think it beat the estimate, the expectations and so forth. So what does that mean for the Fed? Are they going to raise or lower the rates sooner or later? You know, again, we don't know, because by the time they get to try to lower these rates or change these rates, the world situation could look very different. We don't know what's going to happen in the next week. I mean, if 2023 taught us anything, something can happen literally overnight, just like we saw on October the 7th. And that's changed the landscape and the makeup moving forward, right? And so anything like that happening, or any other kind of expansion of this, you know, throughout the week, this week, we talk a little bit about Lebanon and Hezbollah and the fact that that could also ignite in some way, shape, or form. And if that does, then Israel is prepared to go clean house. And they've said as much. And they said this not all that long ago, right? They said, look, you know, we can do exactly to southern Lebanon what we're doing to Gaza. I don't doubt it. And, of course, if that were to start happening, then definitely there would be a not only more of a backlash, but here's also what's happening, by the way, as a result of this war in the Middle East. And that is, especially on college campuses, where you have so much division and so much, animosity that's building up. Well, it's my understanding that it's getting so bad that students are told, you can't discuss this in class. You can't ask your professor about it. You don't want to bring this up at all. Now, what happens outside, I'm sure, is some different story. But as I understand, the universities can be so very concerned about where all this will lead because of the division that they don't even really want it to be discussed. Number one, it distracts, obviously, from what's going on in your classes, to be for one thing. But also, the emotions run so high. And, again, it just boggles my mind that we don't have so many more people sort of saying with common sense to say, look, you know, Hamas attacked. Hamas did these unspeakable atrocities. Israel has to respond. Is Israel supposed to stay there and just wait for the next attack, absorb the next attack for fear of looking like they're being too heavy-handed? And what about Hamas? Why don't they clear out people? Why don't they say, look, you know, hey, we're not going to put our command and control facilities, you know, behind civilians or women and children. Maybe that's a better term to use, behind women and children. Because they know, see, they play on the notion that Israel's humanity and Israel's good nature will say, well, you know, we don't want to cause more collateral damage. And of course, nobody wants more collateral damage. But Hamas plays on it, banking on the idea that there would be more collateral damage. And that, my friends, is incredible. It's evil, but it's just a terrible to contemplate, isn't it? Well, quick change of subject here. U.S. consumers' interest in electric vehicles, this is from Fox Business, has lost some charge over the past year, play on words there, I guess, according to fresh data that spells out the top reservations Americans have about giving up their gas-powered autos. Car insurance app company Jerry's 2024 State of the American Driver Report, released this week, found that 41% of respondents said they were interested in buying or leasing an EV as their next vehicle, down from 49% a year earlier. The steepest decline was among young drivers, Gen Z, whose interest plummeted from 61% to 41%. Baby boomers' interest in buying an EV was at the lowest at 31%. As a whole, 23% of those surveyed said they plan to purchase their first EV within the next 3 years, down from 25% a year ago. Wow. So maybe EVs are starting to lose some of their cachet, I guess, and for various reasons, none of which are good for the auto industry or state mandates. We'll see, you're going to have to buy an EV. All right, folks, Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there because we are coming right back. Bottom of the hour break. But it'll be over before you know it. Stay right there.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
USA News Update. North Korea helping supply the Russians with ballistic missiles as that country ramps up its war against Ukraine. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told reporters that
Russia launched multiple North Korean ballistic missiles into Ukraine, including as part of its overnight aerial attack.
In response, the U.S. is rolling out additional sanctions against entities facilitating the arms transfers. Kirby also called on Congress to provide funding to Ukraine. An American and his two daughters among those dead in a plane crash that happened in the Caribbean this week. According to investigators in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, a single-engine plane left around noon Thursday on a flight to St. Lucia and quickly began experiencing difficulties. It was only moments after takeoff before the plane was careening into the ocean. The Americans have been identified as 51-year-old Christian Klepser and his two daughters, ages 10 and 12. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tesla is recalling more than 1.6 million cars.
They're the Model S, X, 3, and Y electric vehicles exported to China. The company wants to fix problems with their automatic assisted steering functions and door latch controls. China's State Administration for Market Regulation announced the recall on Friday. The notice said Tesla Motors in Beijing and Shanghai would use remote upgrade technology to fix the problems. In most cases, car owners would not need to visit Tesla service centers to get the upgrade. The recall due to problems with the automatic steering assist function applies to 1.6 million imported Tesla EVs. The recall to fix the door unlock logic control affect over 7,500 vehicles. Peters reporting.
An Alaska Airlines flight makes an emergency landing at Portland International after a tear in the plane's fuselage. After the cabin lost pressure and the oxygen mask dropped, the plane turned around and landed. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Collectively, of course, are our veterans. And every Thursday morning on the program, we talk with Jimmy T. Smith. He's from Concerned Veterans for America. Their website is cv4a.org. That's CV. The number 4a.org, and I wanted to sort of replay our conversation with Jimmy T. Smith that we had on Thursday morning, because again we were at the weekend show, we have some different weekend listeners, and so without further ado, let's listen into our conversation with Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America, and we started out by saying, of course, we haven't talked to him since before the new year. We wanted to say Happy New Year, so that's how we started off things yesterday morning. So let's take it away, Jimmy T. Smith.
Good morning, Kyle. Happy New Year. And, yeah, it's kicking off to be a really good one. We're currently, I'm in Tennessee right now, Nashville, Tennessee, about to participate at the Student Veterans for America and start working on helping educate them on certain issues and engage them to get active and help make a better America.
Very cool indeed. Very cool indeed. We'll save travels, of course. Well, of course, there's all kinds of stuff that's always going on there at the CV4A.org website, Concerned Veterans for America, especially under the Overwatch section. And I noticed that there was a particular article there that talked about veterans services or veterans affairs, but in the state of Montana, as it looks like we have a lot of veterans that might be relocating to that state these days.
Well, yes, and it's true, but also part of the reason that there's that article is because Montana is such a small population demographic compared to other states that it demonstrates where by providing more choice, veterans had better care. So the one story talks about a veteran's wife having to travel many miles into another state to get care. And that's just an example. You know, we talked to Bob last time about issues of him getting maybe more access to dental care. We're currently really focused on the fact that care they're already supposed to get, they're not getting or having to be made to travel many miles or being forced into the VA only to get care. You know, so that's the focus that we're working on, providing answers. And that's what we really are, and we hope this year is a year of people start really grasping that more than anything. CVA, Concerned Veterans for America, is providing answers of why that veteran should not have to drive that many miles when there are medical facilities locally that they could choose to go to if that's what they prefer.
Well, indeed. I think in this case they'd have to go all the way to Colorado, if I recall correctly. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And then that's the thing. Think about that. Think about you being, especially, you know, admittedly, there's a lot of us who are growing older, having served our nation, the aches and pains actually get worse. But, you know, getting older as a veteran and having to be told to drive across to another state. People say, well, the DAV gives you rides. Well, think about that. So the VA is so good that you have to have a volunteer organization give you a ride someplace when you have care in the community. There's so many reasons of which the answer is giving veterans choice in the community. That's what we do. We drive the solution of choice for veterans to our congressional members so they can vote on good policy and make the changes and put the veterans first in health care.
Well, indeed. And, of course, to help facilitate these changes, I'm sure you find some good reception, I hope, on Capitol Hill, for example. But do you also find some pushback there as well?
Well, we do. And admittedly, I was talking to a staffer from one of the congressional offices who was adamant in their support for veterans, and I completely understand that, but they were worried that this would take away from veterans because it's more focused on choice. And one of the things I explained to them was that the VA budget has grown fourfold in over 20 years, right? So going from about $40 billion to now $325 billion. And we have not seen that great outcome, you know, basically affecting a better quality of life or better services for veterans. So the best thing we can do is put the veteran in charge and let's fix it that way by giving them the answer. And they agree that there is a need for choice, but they didn't think a need for choice meant that we should expand that option as much. So we, of course, bring evidence. We show where, you know, the health care choice of a veteran not having to travel, like in Montana, is obviously the reasons that veterans should have more choice. And we talked about in Florida where they have to travel from Key West all the way to Miami, Florida. That's 3+4 hours to where they have to go for a 1-hour appointment and then drive 3 or 4 hours all the way back. And that's if they can get a ride. And that's, you know, detrimental to the health of the veteran in the first place to be elderly and have to drive that distance. So these examples are what we use to say, okay, we understand that you want the VA to be strong and successful, and we do too, in the right areas for the right times. But it should always be about the veteran having choice of what is best, either locally, if they choose to use the VA, but it's about the veteran first and foremost. And that's where we start to see people who disagree with us come our way.
Wow. Well, I mean, it's really mind-boggling because, of course, I think so many people listening to this program right now, you know, feel the same way that that you do, that I do, you know, that, you know, getting the vets, are giving them our very best is the starting point, and then try to enhance it even from there, you know.
Well, and I talked to a group last year, towards the end of the year, and I'll, of course, obviously always be talking to different groups about this. Whenever we hear people talk about wanting to help veterans more, the biggest thing I see, both as a former legislator and as somebody who does this now in the world of advocacy, is they always turn to the government and create more government. And it's like, I asked them, I says, are we looking for more government for care or more veteran in charge for care? And the mindset should be that we don't just increase government to provide care for veterans. We actually look for ways for veterans to be in charge of their own care to get quality care. So I use the example of myself being a retired veteran. I'm fully in charge of my own care as a retired veteran. And I prefer that over the VA care, and it's better for me. Now, some veterans who are both disabled like myself as well as retired, they choose the VA, and that's fine. But that's them choosing, and that's the example I give all the time. The veteran should have the choice. I, as a retired veteran, have one choice, or as a disabled veteran, has another choice. But it should always be about me making that choice.
Well, indeed, because this, I mean, you know, people that aren't veterans, and they're going in for medical care, you know, typically that is, that's the same mantra, right? People should be able to make choices about their health care, and our vets are no different than that. In fact, but they've done a special thing for our country, and that's why we try to make sure that that what they're going to receive is going to be, again, the very best, but not to you know, put obstacles in their way.
Exactly. So as a retiree, my wife also gets health care. And in that, she was not happy with the same doctor. So her and I use the same doctor. And she goes, you know what? I'm going to go find another doctor. And she just literally calls up another doctor. And now that other doctor is a primary care doctor, and she feels that she's getting better responses and better results through that doctor. And that's the epitome of it right there. She, as a civilian, has full choice to go wherever it's best and make the decisions that's best for her. As a disabled veteran, you go to the VA, they try to force you to be boxed into the VA only. And we say, no, that's wrong. It's about the veteran making choice. I had a young officer who basically says, I go to the VA because of I've had cancer, and they take care of absolutely all my cancer work, continuity. They do a good job with me. But she said to me, and she looked me dead in the eye, but I will not go to the VA for anything else. And I looked there and said, ma'am, you just demonstrated everything we're talking about. You are in charge of your health care. You are making the choice that's best for you in the health care system.
Well, there we are talking with Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America, everybody. We wanted to replay our conversation because this is such important information, and we love our vets. We support our vets. They've done a great service for our country, and organizations like Concerned Veterans for America are out there literally on the forefront, and they're fighting for them, and we're glad, we're really proud to be able to help bring out their message and talk with Jimmy T. Smith every week here on the program. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there. We are coming right back here on the weekend edition of the show. We have a lot more to talk about on the other side, so stay right there.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
But I tell you what, I don't know about you, but I'm going to go to bed.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Where are you? Oh, no. Oh, no, no, no. Don't go to bed yet. Every time we hear that that clip, I always want to make sure we say, no, no, don't go to bed yet. Joe Biden can head on to bed. That's fine. But please stay right there, everybody, because we're here. We're still here. We're live, and we're continuing on through the program this morning. And don't forget, folks, you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to opine on the program this morning, send us a direct message. Simply click on Send Kyle Direct Message, and you're off and running from there. Well, let's get right to our song for our weather report this morning. And again, we love to play a song in the middle of the morning here and make sure you keep going, doing what you're doing. If you're up, if you're driving, if you're delivering, whatever it is that you're doing out there, we want to make sure that we help out in keeping you going this morning. This song is from the Bangles, but it's not probably a song that you might be familiar with. But it is one of their great songs. So if you never heard it before, here we go. But this is the Bangles, everybody. They couldn't make a bad record, by the way.
Oh,
Very cool Bangles record. And I got to tell you, as I said, I don't think the Bangles really could make a bad record. Certainly not back during their heyday. There's a lot of great Bangles songs that were not big radio hits, but they're, you know, more like, you know, album songs and so forth. But of course, Susanna Hoffs and the rest of the Bangles crew there, just making a great song. All right. So here we go again. We've got a lot to tell you about on what's happening weather wise out there. Just taking a look at some of the precipitation, as we head into the weekend. Number one, Seattle, Portland, just absolutely inundated. Richard the Marine, from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon, saying it was raining super hard earlier when he sent us his direct message. We see all that on the radar map here. Yes, it looks like it's all over the place, pretty much from the Canadian border all the way down to the border with Northern California. The rain and snow coming in. Interstate 5 just inundated all over in that area, so be careful if you're in that area right now. Up in the UP of Michigan, up near Marquette, Michigan, looks like they've got snow. It's going to go all the way over to Muncie, down towards Escanaba, and so forth, and it looks like it's going to also be in parts of Green Bay, Wisconsin right now, and then down into parts of the Mitt there in Michigan. If you're going to be, this is going to be west of Cadillac right now. Chicago, Illinois, looks like snow, and snow heading down through Lafayette, Indiana, down through into, of course, Indianapolis. It's snow mixed with rain if you're heading on down through Kentucky and down through most of Tennessee and then over down through Georgia, most of Georgia. Most of South Carolina, this is all rain, by the way, rain and moderate heavy rain. And then down on through, in through northern Florida, down through Tallahassee, that's for sure. And then heading on out into the Gulf. Tampa, our friends in Tampa look clear right now, so that's good. But also, of course, folks, we've got this snow or this storm coming in starting on the weekend from AccuWeather. Snowstorm, of course, coming in. Maybe the most storm, maybe the most snow, rather, in about 2 years. 60 million people in the northeastern U.S. On track to have all kinds of snowstorms starting up this weekend. So be careful wherever you are. Check your local listings, of course. And batten down the hatches if you have to, and stay safe out there. Absolutely. All right, well, folks, this is the time of the program where we welcome Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and, of course, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And so without further ado, let's head on over and say good morning to Denise Simon. Good morning, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Well, you know, there's always so much happening, even here on the weekend edition of the program. First, let's start off, of course, with we know now the Supreme Court's going to take a look at the question of whether or not Trump can be on the ballot. So what do you think? How long do you think it's going to take him to do that?
Well, I think that they have said that he is to stay on the ballot, and they will hear the case. What was it, February?
February, I think, yeah.
Fourth or fifth or something like that. Yeah, so as of right now, that's the condition until it is heard. So that ought to send a warning shot across the bow to these other states. But what's particularly interesting is what's building here is the Democrats have itemized, I think, 120 Republican representatives in the House that they are challenging for whether they can legitimately run and should be on the ballot for all the same reasons. So, you know, this could be a time where I think that not only should the Republicans fight fire with fire, but I would also say it really comes down to we, the little people outside the Beltway. Mm-hmm. We ought to be fighting fire with fire, too. I don't know how many times that those like Stacey Abrams or Hillary Clinton herself have challenged and protested often election results. The Democrats have historically done it in the House of Representatives. So
And even when the electors were, you know, to meet or they were to certify the election, we've seen people stand up and say, we challenge this. So were they insurrectionists too?
Well, I guess you have to define insurrection. You know, a lot of people don't realize that there was a time when the congressional building was actually caught on fire, and I think that was done by a protest group, a left-wing protest group, years and years and years ago. I want to remember what year it was, but you know, we have to really to figure out what insurrection is, and the left is throwing around the term insurrection, you know, as they would for, you know, what are we having for lunch?
Right.
And nobody, you know, on January 6th has been charged with insurrection. Nobody. In fact, it's gotten so overboard. I saw yesterday where a man from Florida actually got 10 years because he was at January 6th and he had pepper spray with him. Now, I didn't read whether he was in the building or not, but pepper spray?
Seems a little excessive. Really? Yeah, it's right.
10 years?
Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Denise Simon, stay right there. We're going to come up to the top of the hour break, everybody, and hear some of the breaking news, of course, get updated on everything. And then after that, we're coming right back with more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook, right here on the Weekend Edition. Stay right there.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.